Praise his name. Let's all stand, if you will. Just bow our heads as we open the service. Father, Lord, we're truly again appreciative. Lord, we thank you for the health and the strength in our bodies that you've allowed us again to, Lord, to have an opportunity to come and gather together. Lord, to gather around your word and hear you speak to us. Father, that we may be able to judge ourselves by your word and not just be able to look at ourselves and think we're doing well, but Lord, have that true measuring. Father, to see where we're at in this late hour. Oh God, help each and every one of us is my prayer. Bless us now. Bless the songs, Lord, you've given us, Lord, to prepare our hearts for thy word. May you just get the glory and honor and everything. We ask all this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray and thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Are you happy to be out this morning? Yeah. Wonderful day to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn our big books, if you would, with me. Amen. Let's start on page 237. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Oh, it bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. All about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer with turning, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my path seems drear without a ray of cheer. And then a little cloud would hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry sky, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry. Will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer will turning, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen. How many's had them little talks with Jesus? Amen. It's all better after that. Hallelujah. Turn over a page on 224. I'd like to try to sing this song. No, not one. No one like Jesus. Amen. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No. He will
No, not one. Oh, no, not one. No friend like him is so high and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. And then it's so dark, but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Did ever saints find this friend forsake him? No, not one. No, not one. Or sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one. No, not one. Oh, Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Was there a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. No, not one. Will he refuse us in home in heaven? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our trouble. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad. Sing it again. Oh, Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Amen. No, not a friend like you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Page 231 right there across from it on the bottom. Is my Lord satisfied with me? Do you want to know that? Know that he's satisfied with you. Hallelujah.
One glorious day Jesus came and made me whole. He so completely then satisfied my soul. Now as I face life's dark, purple, stormy sea, I wonder if he is satisfied with me.
Amen.
I know my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what he'd have it be. smile will say he is satisfied with me. I'm satisfied with God's great redemption plan. I'm satisfied, it's sufficient for all man. I'm satisfied with his work on Calvary. But is my Lord fully satisfied with me? Amen. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what he had in me. And when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say he is satisfied with me. Lord, give me strength, give me courage, make me bold, that I might lead some lost sheep unto the fold, that I might stand unafraid, unmoved for thee, that you might be fully satisfied with me. Sing it. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what he'd have in me. And when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say,
satisfied with me. Amen. Be that living sacrifice here on this earth. Amen. Hallelujah. He's wonderful. Praise his name. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. He's everything. He's everything to me.
He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything.
Amen.
Oh, he's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me.
How many have a request for him? Amen. Something on your heart, just hold it on your heart. Brother Leffler, would you like to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Lord. Lord, if you will for us to be here, Father. We pray, Lord, Heavenly Father, any sick or afflicted among us, Lord, that you'll heal, Lord. Be on this day, Father, show your glory.
Yes.
Father, we ask, Lord, remember Brother Bob, Father. Yes. Lord, be with him also. Father, we ask one thing, Lord, and that's for your word. When your word comes, Lord, you'll give us a revelation down in our heart. Father, receive that word, become that word, to know that word, Lord, to live that word. Father, if we can't do those things, Father, then Lord, what's the use being here, Father? I pray, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, heal my body, Lord, and I can hear the voice. Father, I know that you're a great healer. Lord, you always can heal. Brother Branson, there's never a time when you won't want your people to be sick, Father. He said, if you're a true baptism of the Holy Spirit, he said, he didn't want you sick. He wants you well. Father, I believe that with all of my heart. He wants each one of us well. Father, we're here now, Lord, to hear your word. Be with us, each one, Father, we ask you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you have a song this morning, Karen? That's if you'd come.
And talk and act like nothing's in my way. I may even hold my head up high and tell the world that my life's okay. But if I ever come in contact with the presence of the great Almighty, oh, my story would be different. I would tremble and fall down on my knees in his presence. I feel so little in God's presence. I see how I really am, oh, in his presence. Everything is different. I see how small I am, how big he is in his presence. How softly we should walk into his presence with fluttering hearts. How quiet and reverent we should sit and listen with such awe. For if the Holy Spirit would take his flight, then tell me, where would we be? What an honor and a privilege to feel his holy presence so sweet. We're in his presence. Feel so little. We're in God's presence. Can you see how we really are? Oh, in his presence. Everything is different. I see how small I am, how big he is in his presence. I see how small I am, how big he is in his presence.
stand together. We'll sing a little chorus, Only Believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we, with great respect and appreciation, gathered here this morning. And Father, we've gathered here for the purpose, Lord, to again listen to your precious word. And that it wouldn't only be listened to, but Lord, it'd be by a move of the Holy Spirit, be a reality in our hearts. That, Lord Jesus, truly these things would be written upon our hearts. And Lord, our minds would be truly upon you. Oh God, we're living, we realize truly in the last days. And everything must come out exactly like you pre-ordered it. And it'll not fail. It'll hold true, Lord, all the way. And Father, today as we gathered here, we come here for the instructions to again, Lord, to get to that place that you've seen in your mind we'd be. So we ask you again now, Lord, as the word comes forth, you would give us revelation of it. Lord, move into our hearts. Make it real. And Father, forgive us of our sins and our trespasses. Forgive us, Lord, of anything we have fallen short with. And now may you just have your way and help us, Lord, with this little subject this morning. And again, we'll give you the glory and the honor for it all. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his wonderful name. My, it's wonderful to be back in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles. Let's turn our scripture again, reading to the scripture we read Thursday before last. And it's Proverbs 3. We'd like to go back into this little message and lean not on thine own understanding. And trust that you will be hungry for the Word of God and hungry to see the Word made manifest in your life. Amen. Proverbs 3, and we'll begin at the first verse. My son, notice who he's talking to. See, my son, forget not my law. Pay attention to everything he says. Forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Amen. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. And may the Lord bless during his word, and you may be seated. Amen. How to just quickly get back into this little message here.
kind of like to renew your minds again to a couple things. And the prophet will speak about it, about how that, again, just as I said, refresh your mind. I said these things about it that Thursday night, but just kind of renew your minds about how that even when we are children, you know, as we are born from mother's womb, we begin to learn, we begin to understand things, which is what understanding is learning, the process of learning and receiving knowledge and being able to operate off of that knowledge and wisdom that you have. And it's being able to know things. So we realize the prophet has given us a message in this hour of leaning not unto thy own understanding. Of course, the scripture speaks of it here in Proverbs. Solomon and his great wisdom that he had. And here we realize that every one of us, as we were born, though, we begin to learn. And we begin to understand things. And then we became school age and we begin to learn things in school and receive more knowledge. And we knew, begin to understand different things, how it worked, how it grew, how things operated and so forth. So we realize it's always a learning process. And even today, we're learning. Because we go back into the Word of God, and if the Holy Ghost is in your heart and you have an open heart, then you can learn. And you can understand further today your purpose and calling in this life, if you understand. So we realize it continues on and we begin to get older and we may have to train for something to do a certain job, us brothers, to do something. So we learn that trade or learn whatever we have to do it. And as I said, it just never stops. It keeps on going. But we're always learning. Always understanding more and more as each day goes by. But we realize the prophet has brought our attention to something in his message of what the scripture says in the book of Proverbs. How dangerous it is to lean upon your own understanding. Right. And there's a great process that the Word of God takes you through by being born again. That'll turn that own understanding, turn it away. And you will truly lean upon what God's Word said and what He's revealed to you. Now that may sound like such a simple and a, maybe, could we say immature thought. To think of this, of a people that has been Christians, some of you most of your life, and maybe been around the Word of God and heard a lot of messages, been through a lot of teaching of the Word of God, and may think, well, praise God, I've got this whipped already because that's what I do. Well, as the brother said, let's make sure that we are very careful today that we don't come up before God thinking we know something when we don't. Amen. And let's measure ourselves, as he said, by the Word of God. Not by ourselves. Because we've got to realize the minute we begin to measure ourselves up by ourselves is when we're leaning upon our own understanding. And our own understanding isn't very good. And it doesn't do God much good. God don't want our own understanding in the way. Although it may seem to be so hard to get away from that own understanding after all of our learning process from the day we was born. We're always trying to gain knowledge. We go to school and we try to accomplish to pass the grade that year. And then we pass that grade and we try to pass the next grade. Until we become older and then we want to learn to drive maybe. And then so we got to learn how to drive. Then we got to learn how to do a job. Then we got to learn maybe how to cook. And we got to learn how to do this. And people oftentimes don't realize how hard it is. If you were to try it within yourself to get away from your own understanding. and lean upon God's understanding. And we do it so easily, and it's such a crafty way it's done. The way that we would think that we could lean upon God's understanding when we're really not. Because of the way we've been raised, the way we had to grow up. And it's just life, you know. We have to learn. We have to go to school. We have to learn ABCs and mathematics and all these things to be able to have a job. Unless you want to dig ditches all your life. But the thing is, there's all these things you need to know. But when it comes to God's Word, it's so easy to get it twisted up with the way God wants to do something. Because how crafty it was, raising from a child. How deceitful it is when it comes to God's Word. No wonder the prophet mentions so many times about education. It was of the devil. Hospitals, all these things.
Amen.
Yeah. You mean Brother Branham said, yes, but he also said we had to have an education. But it wasn't God's idea to live by education. It was God's idea to live by faith.
Amen.
And that's what God teaches.
Amen.
Revelation. And revelation is what God's people receive. It was not God's plan to go to school. And don't you young'uns think you don't have to go to school. Because you do. The society we live in, the civilization we are in, you will have to have your schooling, your learning, to be able to go through this life. You say, well, I'll just dig ditches. Well, you're still going to have to figure out how to pay a bill. You're still going to have to figure out how to take care of money and what to do with it and how much it is to spend on this and that. You may still have to build a room on, know how to read your tape measure, what numbers are, how to divide, all these different things. So we have to do these things. But as I said, it is so easy to go back to that way of thinking.
Amen.
Other than to think how God wants you to think. Amen. You'll understand this more, I'm saying here in a little bit, as we begin to read some scripture and read what the prophet said on some things. I don't know how far I'll get this morning, but we're going to take our time. I'm not a fast person. But only steady and firm. Amen. So we find here, as we read what Solomon was saying here, which was God's word to us about leaning not into our own understanding, keep in mind too, before I read anything else now, that remember how we operate. We are a triune being unit. We are a soul, spirit, and flesh. Okay? And remember what the prophet said again, just to keep it in your mind as we go through this. As he said, in works is faith expressed. For the soul controls the what? Spirit. And that spirit was what? Imagination, affection, reasoning, conscience, and memory. I don't know if I said them all or not. And then the spirit controls the flesh. See, taste, feel, smell, and hear. I want you to think about it. When we were born from mother's womb and we begin to grow up, we had to really rely on what we could taste, what we heard. Mama telling us, don't do that. What we smelled, what we could see. And then we had to remember what she said or we might get a real good scolding. You know? And then we had to imagine that if I'd done this, I'm in trouble. And then we could reason and think, well, I'm going to reason this thing out. I might not get caught, so I'm going to do it anyway. So all these things, of course, some seem like some children don't even have a conscience, you know. But usually people's got a conscience. But it almost seems like some don't at times. But nevertheless, all these things are used in a very heavy manner. As we were born and we begin to grow up. Oh, we use them just magnificently and just every day. And it just pound at us every day. That was life of living in this flesh body. Because that's the body and the way God put us together. But God had a different plan for the predestinated. Oh, it was going to be altogether different from the way that they was born with. And the plan was going to turn things around that he's seen in his mind, this predestinated plan he had in his mind. Everything was going to begin to turn around. And this person that he predestinated, or people that he predestinated, their lives would begin to change and begin to turn to a different way of processing things, learning things, how the things would be done instead of the way it was in the time it was born. Because when we were born, as the prophet said, remember, we was born in sin, shaping iniquity. But God was going to turn things around. We would no longer act like that, the way we was born. But our actions would be of the heavenly actions. I hope you stay attentive and listen. Because it's very important what I want to read to you today. Okay? And again, we're here to learn, is that right? If we don't come here to learn, what's the use of me coming? But I come here to receive. Amen. As I receive the word, we become the word, the scripture says. And we no longer walk by sight, but walk by faith. Is it all coming together to you? Amen. Okay? All right. So let me read this little quote here again I read Thursday night. And thinking about even what Brother Timothy, the message you preached there last Thursday evening. About conforming to his image. I would like to read this again. And this is the Message Conferences, June 8, 1963. I'm just going to read part of it to save a little time. I'm not going to read the whole thing like I did that a couple of Thursdays ago. Paragraph 262. And see in that pyramid. Now, he was talking about that pyramid again, how those stones were so honed, they laid so flat together. No mortar between it, but just how tightly they fit together, everything stayed together because everything was so honed, okay? It was just perfectly fit together, all right? And see that in that pyramid, I've been there, he said, it's honed so close till even you can't run a razor blade between it, see? It's honed that close. Now, again, when you hone something, and your brother especially know, maybe some of your sisters know, in the kitchen, you sharpen your kitchen knife maybe with a stone or something. But when you're honing something, you're bringing it to a fine edge. You're taking off all the rough places, and you're making it to where it's really shined up and sharp. And these pyramids were so honed, the stones was. And I don't know how they did it. You think back of those days, you know, we realize what the prophet said about, but you think, you know, how did they do this back then? You know, and do all this honing of these stones to make them so flat and everything. But yet, this was done, this honing process. And he says here, it's honed so close to even you can't run a blade or a razor blade. There's no mortar between it. It's just perfectly set together like the same stone. Now he's using this for type. And when that church, now I want you to be like me, if you will. I want you to sit there and win Stephen. Because I'm a part of that true church, which is the called out ones. He's not talking about a building. I'm talking about the true called out ones. When that church gets honed, now again, when it gets honed, what happens? All the rough edges, everything that's not needed, is taken off, right? And now what they did to the stones in the pyramid? Everything that was not needed was honed off so everything would fit perfectly together. Same thing it is spiritually. Okay, now God's doing a honing. Even now he's doing a honing. And everything that's not needed is being honed off. Now, we were born with all these intellects. Oh, man, we were born, we were raised to learn
and understand things in life. How to do this, how to do that, when to do this, this, that, and the other, how to build this, how to cook this and that, and all kinds of things. We were raised to understand things, to know things, okay? But there's a lot of those things in life when it comes to how to handle things. Maybe we've seen Granddaddy, old Grandpa, maybe he handled things with a hot temper. And for years we thought, you know, being a little boy to be like Grandpa, I'm going to handle things with a hot temper. Seemed like Grandpa got the job done, I'm going to get the job done with my hot temper. Maybe Daddy had a hot temper. Little son raises up, little daughter raises up, you know, and think, oh, this is the way to get her done. These people are going to listen to me if I do that. I'm just using an example. There's many things. We learn more as we was raising than just book work for school. We learn more than things of just saying how to drive a car. But when we were undone, in other words, not born again, even actions we looked at, we learned by them. So we looked at all these actions as we were growing up. We thought, this is the way to do it. This is the way it's done. Ha! Mama lied to Daddy today. I can lie too. I went to school, my buddy lied to this buddy, and this is how it's done. I can lie. Yeah. It just keeps on growing from one thing to another thing. And there's a lot of things, as I said, that need honed off in our lives. There's only one great thing that will hone it off, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my. Okay, now listen. He said, and when that church gets honed into the perfect image of Jesus Christ, when it gets honed into the perfect image of Jesus Christ, he will come. He will what? Come and take this little bride home. When they get perfectly honed to that perfect image of Jesus Christ. Now my mind goes back to Romans 8:29. Remember, he predestinated a people. Now again, by faith, you put yourself there. I put myself there. By faith, he I am predestinated. You're predestinated. To be conformed to the image of his Son. Is that right? Let's read, just so you make sure you, again, know it's Scripture. All right, Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Okay, predestinate. Now, if while you're there, let's go over to Romans 12. Romans 12, and let's read the second verse to save a little time. Romans 12 and 2. And be not conformed. Now, wait a minute. Now, God told us through Apostle Paul that people were predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, which is Jesus Christ. Got that? Now Paul's saying, and he says, and be not conformed to this world. Okay? And be not conformed to this world. So there is a people predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, which is Jesus Christ. And now God's telling us also, be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. That ye may prove. Now, we just can't sit here and do nothing. We've got to prove. I'm going to tell you what now. It ain't going to be you do it yourself. It's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ through you to prove this. But we do have to be, as He said the verse before. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But again, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now there's a change has to take place, isn't there?
Amen.
Our thinking, our understanding process, what we had before, now has to be changed to a different understanding process. Mm-hmm. That ye may prove, and you're not, none of us in here, there ain't none of us in here, it's going to get by without this happening to be proved, because this is God's predestinated plan. You have to prove it. I have to prove it. What is that good and acceptable and half good will of God? That ain't what it said, is it?
No.
Or that something missing will of God? Nope, don't say that either. And perfect will of God. Now again, perfect, there is what? Nothing wrong with it. Nothing missing. It's precise. It's exact. It's not messed up at all. Something's perfect, it's flawless. Right? So let's read it again. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove. You mean you've got to prove what the perfect will of God is? Wow. That's why I said, you can't do it. I can't do it. But I know one that can.
Amen.
And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now there's something that's got to be done, because every day we use understanding. Don't you? Every day and every moment we use understanding. Yeah. Every circumstance that you make a decision with, understanding is involved. It is. I don't care if it's from material to spiritual, physical, there's understanding involved to make your decision. I say, Brother Steve, I just do things. No, you just don't do things. You don't realize the process of knowledge that you receive to be able to make that decision you made. But the Word will remind you of it. So we're not just polywogs floating through the air, if they ever did float through the air. We're a human race. And God gave that human race a soul, a spirit, and flesh body. So that everything we do, one way or the other, whether it's going to be used spiritually or carnally, you're going to reason things. You're going to imagine things. You're going to remember things. You're going to have a conscience. And you're going to have affection. And everybody sitting here today is not exempt to that. You're going to use it.
Amen.
But something has to take place to leave the carnal and take the spiritual. Because the minute we leave the spiritual to the carnal, we begin to lean upon our own understanding. And that's dangerous.
Amen.
So, well, Brother Steve, why is this so important? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's very important, because it's the difference between eternal life and being lost. Yeah. And you'll see why in time we're done. And again, it's one of those things. May seem to some, oh, sun's too hot. It's just too hot. How in the world does anybody expect me to live by this? Again, that's why God had to predestinate. He predestinated us to be conformed to the image of His Son. This was predetermined in God's mind before there was ever a moon or a star. It was done predetermined who it would be and how He would do it through that human tabernacle flesh. See? You follow me?
Amen.
I may not hold you too long. This, you know, maybe it's one of the things be too much to comprehend. I want to make sure you get this. Okay? So we find, he says here, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So I hope that's a little more important to you today now. Okay? All right? Now I'm going back to my notes here, the scriptures. Let's turn to Jeremiah 3. You watch how the word flows perfectly together. If it's God's word, it will not break continuity. If it's a man's idea, it'll break continuity. But if it's God's word, don't you worry about it. It's going to be right there every time. All right? Jeremiah 3. And let's begin the 14th verse. Amen. Y'all doing all right?
Amen.
I don't want you to get too tired on me. All right? Jeremiah 3:14. Well, Brother Steve, it'd be a whole lot easier to sit here and listen if he was screaming and jumping and getting me excited. Well, that's okay too. It's season. But there's a purpose for this too.
Amen.
Amen. And the older I get, the easier it is to slow down. Amen. Jeremiah 3. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart. That sure sounds like Ephesians 4, doesn't it? Huh? He gave gifts unto the church. What again? What's it all for? You remember what he said, Paul said in Ephesians 4? Huh? Or we have to go back and read it. He gave gifts. He gave apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers and evangelists for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come to the unity of the faith, until we come to the fullness of the stature, the fullness of the stature of Christ. Is that right? All right. I will give you pastors according to my heart. Now, look how many years apart that was from when Jeremiah, this prophet, said this until God's prophet in the New Testament said it. Huh? It was a long time. But still in the same unison because it was the same Holy Ghost. To my heart, which shall feed you with what? Knowledge. And what? Understanding. Is that right?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
It's what God was going to do. Now remember, to understand is in the original Hebrew there, it says to have insight and comprehension. Yeah. That's what God was going to give His people. I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass when you be multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, saith the Lord, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall they be done any more. And at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. Can I read that again? neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. And when you walk with your own understanding, you become evil. Yeah. When you begin to use that imagination that's contrary to what God already said, that's evil. When you begin to use that reasoning and reason away God's word for anything that He has said, you become evil. And we reason that word away and we are what? Lost. Taking reason away like a lot of these women are in the messages. I could say my sisters in this message are saying, but that's not my sister when they reason the word of God away. About wearing these clothes that they wear. It looks like it pertains to man's apparel. It's not my sister. My sister is those that wear modest clothes. Not costly array, but are modest. And dress in a way that will not cause a man to look at her and to lust. Yeah, that's my sister. Everything else ain't my sister. But they've used the reasoning, and they leaned upon their own understanding of that reasoning, and they left that word. They walked away from it. Same way if we were going maybe down the highway and we think, well, praise God, the Scripture says, give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give to God what belongs to God. And then we do not obey those things. And it's nothing hindering God's word from being fulfilled. But we go ahead and begin to reason and think, well, they'll not catch me. You went into death right then. We leaned upon our own understanding because God's understanding was, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, give to God what belongs to God. They begin to reason away these things, not realizing what they're doing. Between a wife and a husband, in a home, sometimes the wife begins to reason and begins to imagine some things, and she thinks that she's the head. And she can do as she pleases without going through her head. She thinks she can just jump in the car and go to town anytime she wants to without even confronting her head. She thinks she can go and visiting with sisters and go with this and go with that without even mentioning it to her husband. She has forgot who her head was. Yeah. She forgot who her head was. And she reasoned it away. And when she reasoned it away, she went into death. Yeah. Yes, she did. Because now that husband's not her head. And then she keeps on going and reason a little bit further, and then she begins to disrespect him a little more. And it just keeps right on going. And then the husband, he reasoned with the word of God and thinks, oh, I ain't worried about her. She's okay. That ain't what the prophet meant. That ain't what the scripture said. And that ain't what it meant about being her head. I'm going to tell you what. You know why a brother is so easy to forget those things? Because the Lord Jesus Christ ain't really truly his head. For God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of the woman. Amen. And do we just go out and do whatever we want to do without asking God? Some men do. They just go ahead and do whatever they want to do, whether it's some kind of earthly pleasures and worldly desires, whatever. And then they think, oh, I've done wrong. Why didn't you talk to your head about it? So them being in a condition, they do the same thing with the wife. Because they don't even really know what a head is. They've so reasoned the word away. They leaned upon their own understanding instead of the word of God. We may come in here at times and maybe to worship the Lord. And we leaned upon our own understanding. Yeah. We think God may be satisfying you. We sang the song, I want the Lord to be satisfied with me. I wonder how many of us has really showed God we want Him to be satisfied with us. It's all right to sing it, but what about living it? That everything we do in this life, is He satisfied with me? Did I search Him? Did I search the Word? Did I search His will and what He wanted me to do? You see? So am I. In everything. Now remember, every imagination, every thought which operates by understanding, brought under obedience to the Word of God. Wow. Bo Stevens is this, you're getting crazy about this thing. God doesn't expect us to get this serious. That's what the biggest majority of message-believing people are missing.
Amen.
They don't see the seriousness of it. Amen. They think it's accepting a message or accepting a prophet came and let's have a hallelujah time, glory, hallelujah, and live like sin itself. Oh, my. Missing it. Many are called to it, but a few are chosen. Many has been called to this outstanding, fabulous message. But there was few called, or few chosen for it. Very few. Very few will really, truly see it manifested in their life. Did we lean upon some pastor's understanding? Maybe some pastor in the past? And still hanging on to that attitude or that way of doing things? Huh? Be careful. Be very careful. You better make sure in everything you're doing, I'll close for this morning. You better make sure everything you do and every decision you make, every circumstance in this life, that you can take it back to the Word and prove that it was the perfect will of God. If you can't go back and go prove it was the perfect will of God, it was evil. Because you leaned upon your own understanding and not God's. But there has to be this transforming from this worldly, earthly, carnal knowledge and understanding. Not saying you've got to forget what you learned in school. It's not talking about that. No. But us leaning upon that carnal understanding to do what we want to do in life. I've got to prove, and you've got to prove every time, that it was the perfect will of God. It was the perfect decision made for that circumstance. The perfect decision was made. Wow. Brother Steve, I'm going to have to live a lot closer to the Lord to do this. Yeah.
Amen.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. You transform by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Amen, amen to His Word.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Keep pressing on. We still got growing to do. I know I do. I'm sure you probably do too. By God's grace, we're going to get there.
Amen.
When all that honing's done, amen, He's going to come and take me home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I'm looking forward to. Amen. That honing to be finished up. Oh, my.
Amen.
And remember, as He said, Ephesians 4, until we come into the unity of the faith and the fullness of the stature of Christ. Until, that's what he gave that fivefold ministry for. Amen. Until, and praise God, lets me know it's going to get me there somehow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What God does through the moving of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Not man, but what God does through man.
Amen.
Amen. To his holy word. Amen. Oh, don't you love him?
Amen.
I hope it ain't too hard on you.
No.
I hope there's something on the inside. That's what I've been waiting on. That's what I've been waiting on.
Amen.
Not that, oh, I get tired of this. I can't see me doing this. I don't see how I could do that. Oh, this is a life you cannot live yourself. Amen. Won't you, sisters, come to the instruments, please. Yes, I want the Lord to be satisfied with me.
Amen.
Pray and trust that all these little songs will really, truly have a meaning in our hearts. Amen. Everything we do will be like Jesus Christ. I want to sing this little chorus this morning. It's on my heart, Higher Ground. Turn with me, page 30 in your large books. Page 30, Higher Ground. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his name. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up, oh yes, and let me stand by faith on heaven's tabled land. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell, oh hallelujah,
where
peace abound, my prayer, my aim is high. Sing that last verse, amen. I want to scale, hallelujah, the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. And let me stand by faith on heaven's table land. A higher plane, oh, grant it, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Plant my feet on high. Sing that verse again. Brother Kevin Gensel will come dismiss us. Lord, lift me up, yes, and let me stand, oh glory, faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher.
Heavenly Father, how we just love and appreciate you this morning, and thank you, Lord, for your presence, and Lord, how you just love your little bride. Lord, how you're watching over us and leading us and guiding us. And Lord, even as we go through some fiery tests and trials, Lord, you're there afterwards to comfort us, to encourage us, that you've never left us, that you're with us and you're proving us. And Lord, knowing that, Father, every day, truly we're gaining higher ground. Lord, we're getting closer and closer to that finish line of this work to be completed, of proving your word, Lord Jesus, that it'll come to pass, even though it seems like all around us, you look even at those that claim to be Christians and you look at their lives, and it just humbles us to think, Lord, that you were so merciful to reveal that to us, to have that understanding. Oh, how blind they are. And just seeing, Lord, their mercy and your grace in each one of our lives. That, Lord, how you just love us so much. And in return, Lord, may we show our love back to you. Lord, may we yield our bodies and souls, our mind and our spirits completely to you. That, Lord, you could come in and do this work through us. That, Lord, that be a reality in our lives, that every second of the day, Lord, it would be you living through us, and that we'd be yielded unto thee, and, Lord, that you would get the glory and honor in everything in our lives, and that, Lord Jesus, truly, Father, to this wicked world, Lord, they could look at our lives and truly see that you have risen from the grave, because, Lord, they see your life in us, living and manifesting every day. And Lord, I just pray, oh Father, just help us. Lord, just keep your hand upon us. Lord, and just lead us and guide us every day. That Father, Lord, that we don't drift to the right or the left. Now, even as our precious brother was talking the other day, how so many of them, Lord, are getting away from going to church. Lord, even thinking it's okay to go one day a week and one service a week. But oh God, may we, Lord, just have something burning in our hearts. Lord, that every time them doors are open, Lord, that we can't wait to come in and worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, to sing them songs by revelation. Lord, and hear that word that you prepared for us, because that's what's feeding our souls, Lord, and gives us strength, Lord, to continue to press on. Lord, you know every test and trial we're going through, and each one of us may have different tests and trials, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, for your little elect this morning, Lord, that, Father, you would strengthen her. Lord, just bless her, help her, Lord, and just be there as a friend to her, Father, and just let her know that, Lord, you just love her, and you're right there with her, Father, and that we can keep pressing on, Lord, and not to give up, no matter how many times Satan comes against us and tries to get us to turn away or to let down or to walk away. But God, just stand strong and believe and trust in you, Lord, that you're going to lead us all the way through. And Lord, we just love and appreciate you today. And Lord, just ask, Lord, that tonight as we come, if you should tarry, that Lord would come back hungry, Lord, to receive that word tonight. Lord, that you would give us revelation of that word, that we'd have a clear understanding of it, Father. And Lord, just be with each and every one of us as we go forth. And we just give you the glory and the honor and praise in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, lift me up.